All right, and welcome to another episode of Tree Talk, the official podcast of the Office of Admission here at Indiana State University. My name is Tommy, your host and admissions counselor, and I'm here today with two of my colleagues, two other additional counselors, and today we wanted to talk to you guys about our conditional admit programs. So we're looking at students that might be just below that GPA range that we're looking for in a prospective student. And they're going to talk about a couple of opportunities that we have to still get you that opportunity to come to Indiana State or work with Indiana State and get you going on the right track as you start that college experience. So allow me first to introduce Blaine. Blaine, how you doing today?
Hey, doing well, Tommy. How about you?
Doing all right. Appreciate you coming on. Glad you're here with us.
No problem. Thank you.
And then we've also got Wyatt. Wyatt, how's the day going?
It is going. It is almost done, and I'm very happy about it.
We are recording this podcast on Friday at 3:30, so the weekend is almost here. We're going to end this week on a high note. So we're going to jump right in, get things started. For the first program, our STARS program, I'm going to turn it over and let Blaine, who's a counselor that oversees this program, kind of share some information on it, what that program looks like. So Blaine, if you care to share, the floor is yours.
Yeah, thanks, Tommy. So this is the program for our students who are under the age of 21, but maybe are just barely missing that mark of 2.5 GPA in order to be, you know, regularly admitted. So what we focus on here are the students that fall between 2.4 and 2.49, and we help give them that little bit of that academic boost that maybe you need, help you make that transition from high school to college. It is a bit of a step, but it's not an undoable one. With this program, specifically, we actually have some peer mentoring built in, tutoring, other things that, yes, you do have the option as a traditional student, but here you are more required in a sense to take it and be a part of that. You're also going to get to live in a living learning community for this program. So the other people that are a part of this program are right there. They're your roommates, they're your neighbors. You're going to be taking classes with them. You'll actually be enrolled in 3 university studies classes, and you'll even have an academic advisor for that first year that kind of helps you with the program. Little fun facts about the STARS program is this actually has one of the best retention rates on campus for the students that are part of it. It's a great step, and definitely, if you have any questions, feel free to come ask us. I'd be happy to answer those for you and walk you through the STARS process. You will have to turn in a couple additional documents, one being a letter of recommendation from someone like who's a teacher, professor, maybe your boss at your work, something like that, and an essay. And there's an essay with 4 questions, and you can find all that information on the STARS webpage on our website. But yeah, it's a great opportunity and look forward to seeing you out here and hopefully this fall in the STARS program.
Yeah, for sure. So the STARS program is a great way, like I said, for those students that just want to get you that little additional help there at the start. I find a lot of students in the time we've been here, you know, really enjoy that community that Blaine talked about. Getting you folks that are the same experience, living on the same floor, going to the same classes. We find that just that community itself really helps those students get started on the right foot. So thank you, Blaine, for sharing that. Appreciate it. Going to turn it over now. Mr. Wyatt, going to talk to us about a new program that Indiana State launched, our Pathway to Blue program. It's a pretty unique opportunity. Lots of folks on board with it. Wyatt, you care to share with us what that opportunity looks like?
Yeah, absolutely. So it is a brand new program. It's actually a partnership between Indiana State University and Ivy Tech Community College Terre Haute. So it's very similar in the STARS program. Maybe you're not quite at our admission guideline of that 2.5. We look for students between a 2.2 GPA and a 2.39 GPA. So right as you get up to that STARS limit at that 2.4, we're looking right below that for our students in our Pathway to Blue program. The program itself is kind of like a dual admission program. You will be a full-time Ivy Tech student while you're living on Indiana State University's campus. So we want to provide you the opportunity to be a part of the Sycamore family and to start as a first-year student at Indiana State while also supporting your academic needs at Ivy Tech. So as part of the program, you have peer mentors both at Ivy Tech as well as Indiana State. So you're going to take all of your first year courses. So your first 30 whole credits will be at Ivy Tech. And then you'll transition or transfer seamlessly into Indiana State University your sophomore year. We do look for a 2.0 GPA in those transfer credits. You do still have to do pretty well at Ivy Tech as you're taking those courses, but we're going to make sure we have some academic support for you along the way. Another couple fun facts about the program is you actually get a free laptop for participating. So we provide you with a computer because a lot of your instruction will be online, since you'll take your courses at our Ivy Tech here in Terre Haute and then come back to campus and work on it. So you'll have some opportunities to get a free computer. You also, like the STARS program, live in a community with students. So you're going to live amongst other Pathway to Blue students, but it's going to seem like you're just your average Indiana State student. Like you're taking classes on our campus, you're participating, all those kind of things. You have full access to all of our on-campus opportunities. So as you're thinking about going to our recreation center, you can hop right in there, participate in any of our intramural or club sports, or go to any of our athletic games, or join any of our student organizations. So it's just like you're a student. The only difference is you're taking your first 30 credits at Ivy Tech Community College.
I know that I'm really excited to see what this opportunity looks like as we roll it out this fall. From an admissions counselor standpoint, getting a chance to work with these students that in years past, you know, that message is, you know, unfortunately, you know, not meeting a standard to get you into Indiana State and having to kind of help put a plan together away from ISU. And now we're able to bring you in and get you that Sycamore experience, get you the educational opportunity through Ivy Tech, and hopefully create that seamless transition from Ivy Tech into Indiana State University. So I know we're really excited to have that opportunity and get those students on campus this fall. So hopefully this episode is able to provide you some more information on a couple of those programs. Again, our goal is to folks that are wanting to become a Sycamore, wanting to go off to college, we want to provide every opportunity that we can to get you that opportunity. So if you've got any questions about the STARS program or Pathway to Blue, feel free to reach out to the Office of Admissions at 1-800-GO-TO-ISU, or you can email us at admissions@indstate.edu. And our expert counselors here will get back to you as soon as we can. And so that's going to do it for this episode of Tree Talk. Again, the official podcast of the Office of Admission here at Indiana State University. For my colleagues Blaine and Wyatt, this is Tommy. And until next time, go Sycamores.